Bill Whelan is Executive Vice President for Mid-Wisconsin Bank. First of all, what led to the merger?
It was a matter of looking for a partner that we could increase the size of our community bank and try to be more competitive, leverage our overhead, and be more price competitive. And we think that size matters today. There's just a lot of fixed overhead costs in banking today, particularly with the increased regulatory burden and compliance issues. And this gives us an opportunity to leverage some of those costs.
What's this going to mean for the average Mid-Wisconsin Bank customer?
I think that the average Mid-Wisconsin Bank customer is going to be business as usual. The larger organization, like I said, I think makes us more price competitive. It gives us more products and services in our offering. But, you know, for the most part, it's the same people that they've done business with for years, and they shouldn't notice a real significant difference in the day-to-day operation of the bank.
Now, both Mid-Wisconsin Bank and Nicolet National Bank operate in different areas. You really don't overlap services, do you?
No, we don't, and we saw that as a real plus to this merger in that there is really no overlap, which is kind of important to the employees, too, because if there's overlap, then typically there's job loss. And I'm not going to say that there will be no employee job loss whatsoever, but I think it will be limited given the fact that there isn't an overlap in our marketplace.
What about business clients for you? Is this going to be a benefit to them having a bigger organization?
It definitely will be. The combined organization will be about $1.1 billion in total assets. The larger organization increases the bank's lending limit, and so for some of the larger commercial customers, the borrowing limit goes up for our bank, and I think that's a benefit to doing business with larger organizations.
Well, the proposed merger has been announced. Do we have a target date as far as when that could happen, and if so, what has to happen before it's done?
Well, basically what's been done at this point is we've signed a definitive agreement, and now it's subject to regulatory and shareholder approval. So both the shareholders of Nicolet Bank and Mid-Wisconsin Bank have to approve the merger, and the regulators have to approve it as well. We're optimistic that all of that will take place, but we think that best case it will be sometime the second quarter of 2013.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
We're excited about this. We really feel like we maintain our identity as a community bank, just that we're larger and able to provide more products and services and be more price competitive.
Bill Whelan, who is the Executive Vice President for Mid-Wisconsin Bank. Thank you.